Blog Talk Radio. Revel in the August month, coming off a high on the July you know, July. We're working our way up to September and October. So.
Yes.
So in the meantime, let's go ahead and say good morning to Mr. Leon Francis, and we're going to make him the pastor today. So Leon, good morning, and you can just ask how you're doing, and we can get into some prayers, open prayers.
Pleasant good morning to you and to all the listeners, and to you especially, Donna. Your voice is clear and loud, and meaning that you are in good health. Just want to say it's a pleasure to be with you this morning, Ivor, but sadly, I just got the sad news of the passing of my dear pastor, Pastor Rick Blackwood, a true man of God. He has left us on the 4th, and it's not a pleasant situation because he has pastored Christ Fellowship Church in Miami for nearly 30-odd years. I've never met a more godly man. And his sermons are insightful. We have one on our playlist that we shall at least play a part of it tomorrow. And I'm going to really, really miss him. He is a man who can take one verse of the Bible and preaching it for 1 year. May he so rest in peace. Rick Blackwood. Yes. Indeed. Yes, indeed. Everything is all right on my end. Otherwise, my nephews are in town. I'll be short cutting the sermon, the show this morning to be with them, take them around a little. And they can go fishing. Yes, so. But let me proceed in what you asked me to do, to ask God's blessing on the show. The Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning. We praise you for the opportunity that you have afforded us. May the show be one to be remembered. Bless host Ivor and all the members of the panel, Donna, Lynette, Cardinal, Dennis, of course, other members of the panel. We just want to pray, Father, that you let this show go on without any interruptions whatsoever. May it be enjoyable. The ones who come on may provide information to incite and inform and to entertain the ones who are listening, Lord. Father, we also want you to continue your healing touches on the ones we love, the dear loved ones. Dr. Leroy Lashley and his daughter, Lisa. Bubsy Nisbet and her daughter, Mertris. Connie Whitley, Ellie Matt, Edward Carter, my dear brother, who's struggling with ill health for years. Oliver Solomon, too, has been down. El Comida, well, it is up. We still want to just keep him on our list. Winfred, Gabriel, and Talbot Francis, and of course, Julian Francis, four of my other brothers, who are also struggling with ill health. Dennis Kelman, Joseph Gunsup, and Mona Daniel, Fillmore Hallpike, I believe he might be with us this morning, Lord. We pray for him as well. Earl Stevens, Jeanette Hughes, Dr. Roger Brown, Linford McKenzie, my dear brother. We have not heard from him for a while. We also want to pray for Dawn Simon. And Father, those who have not expressed their concerns, Lord, we just pray for them. We pray that you may just heal them. Pray for the ones who might have been on the show this morning, Pastor, and is not able to do so. We hope, Father, that they are well. Pray for Barbara. Pray for everyone who is connected with the show. Let the show be one to be remembered and let go on without any interruptions whatsoever. All these we place in your hands this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Liam. I'm sorry to hear about your pastor. But as my mother would say, God is the one who says when. So he has never made a mistake, but we are going to be remembering those who are left to mourn. So we're going to hold you up in our prayers as well. Seems as if he had a real effect on his life as well. So
yes,
just be strong.
Definitely.
You as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to have much. It's a little later, maybe about 9:30, thereabout, when we do an inspiration. So then I'll summon you to do that too, to something to inspire us at 9:30 hour. But in the meantime, let's go ahead and welcome the August month here, because we know it's festive month. Emancipation Day falls during the month of August as well, and we know the Cultural Armor is over in Nevis. Antigua is having their Carnival Barbados, the Guapova. We have Dominica having festival as well. So all over the weathers, we want to pray for them as well to make sure that they really, you know, do it in a discreet way, in a discreet manner. Even some of the parade ways that they're having leave a lot to be desired. But whatever it's worth, Father, let them well in peace. No deaths, no injuries of sort, but let it just be what it's intended to be. Just be merry and enjoy what life has to offer. I want to say a big up hello to 721 Irma over there in St. Martin. This is her month as well, her birthday month. I just have to say that, so we have to remind those who should be saying happy birthday. There's not going to be an excuse this year. So we have Omel. She too, she's celebrating her birthday this month as well. So, and today, like I said before, is Mr. Kevin Ivor Henry's birthday over there
in
Georgia. So we're going to remember them along the way. So the BVI too, did I leave the BVI? They too are having their festivities in the British Virgin Islands alongside, you know, Antigua and Anguilla as well. Okay, well, you know, it's getting close to back to school time. And my understanding is that school going to start in August rather than in September, Leanne. That's pretty much unheard of. Yeah, so I guess if it means taking some of the kids from doing anything wayward and to get them into a place of learning, that could not be a bad thing too. But I know some of the kids going to be like, ooh, I must be under punishment. But be as it may, that's what I understand school is going to be opening shortly. Of course, we'll dive into other matters, but the first portion, we know it's our inspirational portion. Some people have dubbed it their specialty, and we have dubbed it the Kathleen Tweet Special. She said this is her favorite part of the morning entertainment show. So that portion has been dubbed over to her. Of course, we are going to have, during this, the inspirational portion, we have an inspiration portion at the bottom of the hour, that is at 9:30. And of course, we will have a benediction to send you out of this segment. So some people would go on to do other things. We're urging you to take the show with you, even if you're on the road or you have to go. But nonetheless, if you're going at the top of the hour, we want to bid you farewell with a benediction. Leanne would be summoned to do that as well. And then Leanne, he's going to have some extra duty today. He has company in town. And that's good for you, Leanne, because you need to keep your mind off of the debt thing of living and let God handle the rest of it. Of course, sports come your way at the top of the hour. And birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would be taking place on this date, that also would be heard. Of course, Cardinal has to greet his special fans, and of course, Peter would have a commentary for it. We're going to spend a little time for Jamaica's independent, they make 61 tomorrow. We'll start the celebrations today, and then probably we'll get it to the sister station, where we'll have a big shout-out for Jamaica during the birthday hour tomorrow at 7 o'clock, be about. So, I think we would have done our housekeeping, I would think. So maybe since Jamaica is having the independence, could we find the Grace thriller someplace? I think we should think, because it opened with a Bob Marley, One Love, you know, to Jamaica. So we'll stick and stay with Jamaica for as long as we could. God will take it.
Every day. I could be what I wanted to be. I thought of myself as a mighty big name, but I can't even walk without you holding my hand.
Can't even walk,
oh, no, no, no,
without you holding my hand. The
something for you, at least to get you through halfway through to the inspirational portion. Again, we want to welcome all viewers. Those who logged on to the internet, we just want to say a pleasant good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. And we appreciate your logging on. There are other things that you could be doing at this time, but you chose to be with us. Even on the board here, it's full. Of course, we have Dennis in his PJs. Later, I'll find out if he's in the shorts or the long. He's over there in Southern California. Well, let's see if we can inspire you something here, because wherever God has you, I want it to be your best. Don't slack off, because it's not where you want to be. And it's, let's keep being faithful, and your time is coming. God wants you to shine. He's going to take you from the background to the foreground. It's going to happen suddenly. It's about to be an ease on your life. Good breaks chasing you down. Strength that you've never had. Father, we want to thank you for your never-ending love and care, which has sustained us through every trial and challenge. Thank you for your grace and mercy, which have guided me and all of us on our journey through life. We want to thank you for your presence in our lives, which brings us hope and joy. Father, we are grateful for all that you are and all that you do. And I pray that I may always show my gratitude through my words and actions. Yes, Father, we want to thank you for this August month, and thank you for the double portion that you have for those who are faithful when it would be easy to walk away. We want to thank you that wherever we are today, and for the increase that you will bring in the future, I believe that even greater favor is coming. You just have to believe and be faithful, and all this we pray. Amen. Hope there's something there that could have inspired you at the bottom of the hour. Again, I want to say good morning to Sister Kathleen. She's out of state, and I'm sure she'll be back with us perhaps by next week. I want to say good morning to Barbara as well. So again, we're remembering those revelers, the British Virgin Islands. They're having their festival, maybe having their cultural realm. Anguilla is reveling as well. The Dominicans, Antigua, they're known in the Leeward Islands to be the heavy, the goo when it comes to carnival. The likes of the King Shorts and Abstinence, the late Swallow. Those guys really rule the roost, Calypso Joe and others, Dingo. But nonetheless, we're here with the inspirational portion, so we'll keep it going, remembering Jamaica turns 61 tomorrow. Grace Thrillers has started the proceedings by way of songs. So let's see, we can have another one.
Help my burdens to bear. is a kind, compassionate friend. If I must ask him, he will deliver. Make up my troubles quickly and end. Oh, I must tell
I must tell Jesus.
I must tell Jesus.
Also saying, I can't be on the show and don't hear Mertris. So I've been summon Mertris and bring her to the front. Mertris, how are you doing? Good morning.
Good morning, Iva. Good morning, Leon, Donna, Cardinal, everyone. I'm here, not too well, but holding on, I could say.
You're not too well, you're one well. At least you're one well. If you're not too well, you're one well.
Okay. well.
Okay, good. Well, if you don't want to be one well and you're not too well, we want you to be very well.
Very well. Okay.
Okay.
That could be.
Not too well. Very well. We got you. How is Mama Babsy? How is Mama Babsy?
Mama Babsy, she's improving a little. Thank God. You know, she had a good workout yesterday. And so things are really looking up. So that's good. She sent her love. And
okay, good. Well, it's a man's work. Definitely. Babsy had a good workout. Very well. Okay. What can I say here? You know, we are in the inspirational portion, we're pretty much featuring some Jamaican artists because Jamaica turns 61 tomorrow. I know you were here from the duration, you would have heard it. But for those who are now coming in, they're saying, why are you featuring the Jamaican artists? Well, in the inspirational portion, we're going to do that. And since Christina went down on August 1st, 1970, on the other side, we feature some things from the New Vision and Think It side. So,
yes,
we're going to stand by. Yes, indeed. Yeah, but I'm not sure if Donna wanted to say anything to you because she was kind of mad at me thinking that I was not letting you in, but it was not me.
Donna, he wasn't opening the door, so. You know, out there punging, knocking, and he would not open the doors. That's his fault. So you have a right to be mad with him. Let me out here, John.
Good morning, Martin.
Good morning, Donna. It's true what he said. That one is a fact. He didn't let me in.
So, Martin, I know that you're having a mixed feeling, Donna, too, because we're sending home our dear sister. Isilma Connie, yesterday is a homegoing.
Yes.
Young, gone too soon, if I can say so myself. We'll have her gone too soon for sooner or later. So, in mixed feeling, and Leon would have lost his pastor of several years. He passed away last night, so especially who are left to mourn, because the good Lord will take care of those who he has called home to glory. Okay, mm-hmm. So let's try to get a segment before Kathleen get on my head for not playing across the bridge. Beautiful song. Okay, yeah. Thank you, Marietris. Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear. That's Sanchez singing for you. This is pre-independence of Jamaica. Jamaica turns 61 tomorrow. Well, we're going to go out with this one because we know who is standing by. God is standing by. God, no. Come on in. Because We are with you, Jamaica, the land of wood and water. Jamaica, the land we love. They are celebrating 61 years of age come tomorrow, started in 1962. Oh, how time flies. So, well, we want to thank Liam for coming through with opening prayer here with this one. And he's otherwise engaged. So we just want to let the folks who are leaving us, because some folks just come for the first hour and then they will wander off and get into other stuff. And those, there are others who stay with us, even though this is the specialty. We still want to say, if you're leaving us, just go ahead and share the live. Well, we're standing by with you.
Jump up, people, are you ready? Windies in the land, just put up your hand. It's time to party. Sling up your hand, them jump to your feet. Yo. The party make the vibes complete. Yo. Caribbean, so we dance in the street. Pakistan, wave your hand. Make me see you every woman and man. Jump up, jump up, jump up. Everybody make me see you wake up.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
We are party from the daylight.
Wake up.
Didn't call me.
And
That's okay.
Good morning, Donna, if I didn't. Good morning. Sorry. As I said, the ladies are what make this world what it is, and they are the leaders of this world, so we have to really big the ladies up, because they make this world a better place. Beautiful, everything with their beauty, everything shine. Also, Ivor, just on a note of fourth here, before we go into the main body of sports, Zach Thomas of the Miami Dolphins will be inducted in the Hall of Fame today. Also, Dwayne Wade of the Miami Heat will be, that's basketball, will be inducted into the Hall of Fame. So, those two are just two sports personnel here from Miami that are going to be inducted basketball and football Hall of Fame. On the business end, I would say, it's in the round of 16, do or die time here. And I must say that two teams already booked their quarterfinal play. So, round of 16 matches that was played today, Spain defeated one, and Japan defeated Norway 3-1. They are into the quarterfinal spot. Today, you have Netherlands versus South Africa. That's a 10, so that match. It has started already. We're actually about 50 seconds into that game already. And Sweden and the United States today at 5 a.m. Sweden and the United States. On Monday, we would have England versus Nigeria at 3 a.m. On Monday also, Australia versus Denmark, and that's at 6:30. I guess the United States and Sweden match must be some feature match, because they're playing by themselves here, so it must be some feature card on the table. Monday, as I said. On Tuesday, you have Colombia versus Jamaica. And Jamaica is a surprise team there, making it to the round of 16. So the team from the land of wood and water, as you said, Ivor, like a land we love, they are in the round of 16. And on Tuesday, you have France and Morocco. And that would complete the round of 16 matches. Replay. Yeah, so that's what's happening in the world of soccer. Now we go on to the MLC, and you know, this year is the third year of the MLC. It's a minor league. We play the major league this year, earlier this in July. And we now play in minor leagues. In yesterday's game, you had New Jersey Stallions versus Manhattan Yorkers. And the Yorkers won by 6 wickets. So the Stallions, they made 94 for 8 wickets in their allotted 20 over. And believe me, I was 18, 13, and 10, and 11 was the top score there.
Whoa.
It was 18 by Raymond Ramratan, 18 by Jasdeep Singh, 11 not out by Stefan Wigg, and 10 by Bhaskar Yadram, 13 by Cameron Delport. So those were 94 they made in the Olympic 20, 94 for 8. Pick of the bowler was Manjo Ashara. He got 2 for 10 from 4, and Nishrag Desai get 2 for 15 from 3 overs, and Dirav Power got 2 for 6 from 4. So he was the leading. For Manhattan Yorkers, they got that total losing 4 wickets and actually 19.1 overs. So that was a close one there. Top score there was Arin Patel, got 32, 25 to Pandey Kumar Prajapati. He got 25. There was 18 extras, 4 byes, 1 leg byes, and 13 wides in the 95. So I said that game went down there in that low total. The next match was Social Lashing versus San Diego Surf Riders. And Surf Riders, they got to 134 in the Alaska 20, 134 for 8, with 39 from 18, 39 not out from 18 balls, 2 fours and 3 sixes. So Abim Yamu Raj, he got 39, I said, 2 fours and 3 sixes. 28 to Sahib Ahmad, 18 to Rumlan Patel. Those were the main contributor there. 134 from 18. So there were 2 wickets apiece to Fernando Tandale and Ken. So Tandale, Adnesh Tandale get 2 for 16, 2 for 22 for Guyan Fernando, and 2 for 28 for Sidan Chin. So those were the main wicket taker. When San Diego batted, they got to that total 124. They got to 124 all out. So that is Social Lashing winning by some 10 runs. They're winning by some 10 runs. In their 124, it was 46 to Marty Kane, 34 to Nishraj Patel. Those are the main contributors there. And that total. Bowling for Social Lashing. Raj, Amin Manu Raj, he got 4 for 24, and beside that 2 for 12. So those are the main. So that gives us a closer lesson, winning by 10 runs. And the final game that was played yesterday, like I said, this tournament started yesterday. The news did not come down until Thursday that this tournament was going to start. So training and everything started off late for the umpires. That information did not filter. Now, yeah, this is Chicago Kingsmen versus Chicago Tigers. And the score, Chicago Kingsmen, 165-6 in their 20, with 50 knots out going to Hassan Khan, 35. And his 50, incidentally, came from 26 balls with 4 fours and 3 sixes. 35 to Saeed Ali. His 35 came from 30 balls with 2 fours and 2 sixes. And 22 to Grandma downstairs, Bella. Grandma is downstairs. Grandma is downstairs. That's my granddaughter. They're asking for a grandma. Fahad Alami got 22 from 23 balls with 2 fours. And incidentally, I have an extras top score in this match with 24. With 6 byes, 5 leg byes, and 13 wides. So 24 extras, 165 DIs. In Chicago, Tigers spotted, they got to 170-5 in 17.4 with 44 going to Subraman Me. They got 44 from 26, 74 and 6, and 30 extras in the eyes of with 4 byes. That was his next best top score with 4 byes, 5 leg byes, 19 wides, and 2 no balls. And 23 goes to Manan Patel. So extras was the second best score there in that 170. Bowling for Chicago Kingsmen. 2 wickets to Hassan Khan and Mira Azmat Hamza there. So 2 wickets, 2 for 23 to Hassan Khan, and Hamza gets 2 for 29. So Chicago Tigers winning by some 5 wickets there. So those are matches that played yesterday. Today on the schedule, you have 4 matches. New Jersey Stallions versus the Philadelphians. Chicago Kingsmen versus Chicago Tigers. Social Latin versus East Bay. Baltimore Royals versus Norrisville Raptors. And tomorrow, you have New Jersey Somerset Cavaliers versus Manhattan Yorkers. San Diego Surfriders versus East Bay Blazers. Social Lashing versus Silicon Valley Strikers. And Monday, you have Philadelphia versus New Jersey Somerset Cavaliers. San Diego Surfriders versus Silicon Valley. Houston, I'm sorry, that was what will round out this first round of matches there. So that's what's happening into the minor league. Now, as I said, there's cricket in play. There's cricket being played all over. You have the 100 Lanka Premier League, and I think there's still matches to be played in the quarterfinal stage in the Global T20 right now. So this morning in the Lanka Premier League, you had Dombala Aura versus Columbia Strikers, and Aura winning that match there by some 10 runs in that. But the Auras get into 192 for 6 with Kutal Mendes getting 87 from 46 to 4486. 59 goal to Samar with Ramo within 59. Those are the main contributors. 192 for 6 in their 20. Bowling for Strikers. There was 3 wickets to Patirana, 3 for 31 from 4, Matisha Patirama, and then 2 wickets to Nasheem Shah, correction there. So Columbia Strikers, they could only muster 182 for 4 in their allotted 20. It's 56 not out to Fernando, 41 to Barbara Adam, 22 to Nishanka, and 20 to Aratna, 182 for 4. So they lost by some 10 on there. So that's the Lanka Premier League they have been playing. I think the second match started there. Now we have the 100 also is being played over there in England. It's playing right now. So there is some serious cricket in playing all over. But it would be reminiscent of me not to mention West Indies playing India down into the Caribbean. And we will be getting some of those matches here in the U.S. So for the first T20 that was played against India, we had lost a one-day series. We could not perform well twice. So we end up losing that series 2-1. And I just bring the T20 scores. We made 149 for 6 in our last 20, with Captain Rahman Paul getting 48, 41 to Nicholas Buran, 28 to Brandon King. Those were the main contributors. 149 for 6. There's 2 wickets apiece to Ashley Singh and Chanal. So Chanal got 2 wickets for 24 from 3 overs, and Ashley Singh got 2 for 31 from 4. When India batted, they made 145 for 9, with 39 going to Tilak Varma, 21 to Yadav. Those were the main contributor there on 45 for 9. So we end up winning that game by some 4 runs here either. And I can tell you that full preparation is on the way for the U.S. leg of the of that series here, that India tour coming here. There's that India tour coming here to Florida. They're in full swing the next Saturday and Sunday. Tickets are being sold here in Florida. If the listeners need a ticket, they can go to Joyce and Sing Road Shop, and I think Lucky Restaurant today. Also, there's good, I'm not sure if they have tickets at the stadium now or maybe at the day of the game. So, as a driver, they are in full swing for their tour. So that brings me to the end of this morning's report. We will talk again. I'll let Audley come. Cardinal comes in and eat his many fans. So until we talk again next week, that's it. I'm out.
Some of the old generals have retired and gone, and the run don't come as they did before. But when the truth says so, don't you know the desert is come? We've lost the battle, but yet we will win the war.
And sanity to this world. thank you for reminding us of that. So, she didn't say you, David, or Connor, or she said men like Ivor. Well, maybe we are like Ivor. So we got to be careful with David. So I'm glad you're
okay.
Checking that out. Okay. Thank you, man. Thanks. I appreciate that. let me say good morning to all my friends and supporters of the...
David is so big, you know, that they make sure that the Jamaica Independence had something to do with him. Independence Day. You know that, Tyler? You didn't know that.
Maybe it was your dad's fault, but it was your mom's glory. Remember
okay.
That? I know.
Go ahead, Tyler.
So let me just say happy birthday, David.
Friends, and make sure you leave out somebody like David. David. Just put the phone this morning. David said, I'll make sure leave out Donna this morning. But then he packed it up very nicely and pretend he didn't know that he left out Donna. So I want you to balance the scale. So you make sure you leave out somebody too.
Okay.
But you're going to pretend you didn't willfully do it. But come on.
I'm partner, as you said. Somebody like Ivor make the world what it is, you know. And it's,
That's what a lady told me a few weeks back. You know, so she didn't say like Ivor, like Alia, like David. She said it is men like Ivor. I'm thinking, why are you picking on my brother Ivor? And then I had to shut my mouth quick because then I might have get started on me too. So I backed out. You know? Okay. I backed out, man. I just let her have her way. You know? You know, like when you...
Yep.
Leave her in charge, yeah. You teach me that, you know? Leave her in charge. Yeah. So, once again, David, happy birthday. And before I go on, even though I'm going to say hello to Omel later, let me say condolences to Omel and Michelle over there in the UK. Omel lost her mother, Michelle, her grandmother, earlier this week. So my condolences to you on behalf of the Saturday morning entertainment show, you know, that they are part of our special.
I'll have a message here. Lynette, I must cut you off. Cut him off. Lynette, good morning.
Lynette.
Good morning.
Lynette ain't going to say that.
Good morning, everybody.
Don't tell me what I heard.
Good morning,
Lynette. Lynette, good morning. I think it's what I heard.
Colonel, you know better. You know better, do better, say better.
Of course I know better.
All right, then, leave it right
okay.
There. Morning, champion.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
And I am on vacation,
yeah.
So I am doing super-duper good.
Oh, and I thought you were one of the judges last night at the Cultural Calypso Senior
no,
Final.
No, I listened. I watched and listened and fell asleep before the king called out.
I was watching it.
Bobby was quite satisfied. You were quite satisfied as well. But you fell asleep. That is good. Job well done.
Me don't feel bad. I fell asleep too. I was watching it for a little while.
Well,
and I was sitting there wondering.
You
why
must
did,
wait
why did
when you really.
Okay. Thanks, man. Thanks. I get some sympathy for you.
Burgess, what are you laughing for?
Burgess, how are you?
Yeah. Y'all giving me jokes.
And I let me say happy birthday to David. Is he still there?
He's listening.
Yeah, I am. I am.
Oh, hi, David. Well, happy birthday to you. Yeah. I know your wife is going to look after you well. Your birthday. There is a good people, and their wives just look after them good.
Yeah.
So I know Janet will take nice care of you.
Yeah, she already has tough planned already, so my next couple of days
you
I
see?
Am.
You see what I said?
I am all
you
earth,
see?
You know?
So I'm right then, I'm right.
Yep.
All right then, good to go. Well, enjoy to the max,
right.
You never know. Make sure you enjoy
right.
yourself. That's the bottom
thank
line.
You. Thank you,
good
thank
happy
you.
Happy birthday, David.
Yep, thanks.
Oh, Donna, yes, well, hello,
I just
Donna.
Said she was in the great state of New Jersey, and somebody came and pushed her out. I wonder who that is. Donna said she was just in this great state
happy
of New Jersey, and somebody come and gave orders for her to leave out of New Jersey. I have to go. Only Google can tell me who that is. Let me check. He said two of us can't be in the same place. You remind me of Cardinal and the pastor. Pastor tell the two of us can't be in here, sir. You're going to be my joy. Cardinal, there are many fans then because they're waiting.
Yes, I am waiting by to do that. So let me start with the people up in New York. Marcus, I heard you say this morning that you want two wells, but hey, Pete, this will cheer you up. Marcus gave me my laugh of the week by letting me know, Marcus, I really identify with you because I was also feeling that when I realized how seriously I was miseducated.
Oh.
Marcus says, he run into some people and spoil the whole texture and breadth of her education. That gave me quite a thrill. Thank you, Marcus. That was my laugh for the week. So
yep.
Hopefully by you knowing that, you know, it would cheer you up a little bit and get you to be too well. You were too well this morning, so I'm hoping to get you to too well.
Okay.
Let me say good morning.
I found out that she was one well, and then she said she was very well. Why we just can't leave it that she's very well?
Just leave it at saying she is now too well. She wasn't
well.
Too well this morning. She's too well now because she knows that she sent me my hearty laugh for the week.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
I got it.
Okay.
I got
go.
It. Okay.
Well, you want to get involved in that for anyway?
No. I have no idea.
You know,
because she's confusing me. She had said this morning that she was very well. Now you brought it back down. So that he's too well. I don't know. You remind me of Humpty Dumpty and Ding Dong Dell and Pussy in the Well now and kind of stuff. So keep out the way.
Okay.
Let's go. Hail up the fans.
Yes. Good morning to the people up in New York. We say Marcus, Ina, Donna, Sharon, and Lady Bobbin is good. And we're also hoping that Lady Bobbin is good, you know, continues to recover and be back on our feet again. We miss her voice. And we miss the thought of knowing what her voice would do. So get well, and we hope that for you. I'm going to go on over to St. Martin, where I'm going to say good morning to Irma Thompson. Irma is celebrating a birthday on Tuesday. Good morning, Irma. And hoping that, you know, we are celebrating your birthday right here with you today. I'm going to ask Irma. I'm going to ask Irma to play you something, because since you offered up 9 to 1, he should offer you something in return for your birthday that's coming up in a few days. I don't know if he's going to do it. He didn't say anything to me whether he's going to do it or not. But just in case that he doesn't, you know what that means. That he means to tell me, don't tell him anything, he's not going to do it. Okay. They say actions speak louder than voices, than words. So let's see if he can play you something special for your birthday. I'm going to go off over to St. Kitts. I'm going to say good morning to Lynette. Lynette probably was over at... she first played during the Culturama Calypso show. Well, she didn't like me. And I would say, but...
I'm not in St. Kitts.
Oh, you're not in St. Kitts. Okay.
I'm on vacation.
You're on vacation. I thought you were on vacation in Nevis. Anyway.
No.
No. Okay. don't let your cat out of the bag. Don't let anybody else know where you are. Anyways, let me go over to Nevis. We're celebrating Culturama, part of the spectrum of the world's greatest summer festival, celebrating 49th anniversary of Culturama. Started back there in 1974 and keeps going. Calypso show last night. I didn't even know who became king, but let's say good morning to the people of Nevis and hoping that you're having an enjoyable summer festival. I would remain upbeat and everybody would have a great time talking about it later on. And I'll say a special good morning to Mr. Renford Johor. Are we still saying happy wedding anniversary commemoration to Ren? Well, if you're still saying that, I'm saying it again. And to his staff there, 2020 Radio, particularly Carmen Lady C. Griffin. They're all having a ball at Culturama 49. I'm going to go on across to the UK. I'm going to say good morning to Omel and Michelle. I'm also going to say once again condolences to Omel, who lost her mother earlier this week, and Michelle, who lost her grandmother. And I'm sure Michelle will still want to enjoy her calypso. So I will pick that minute. But then, Omel is also celebrating a birthday in August, coming up really soon. Good morning to you. And hoping that you are having this time with us on the Saturday morning. I'm going to go on across the channel and coming over to Fort Lauderdale. I'm going to say good morning to Marva Jones, my favorite celebrity, Tiffany, and brother Malik and little sister Tanaya. Good morning to you. Come on in here, share the Saturday morning entertainment. So we hope that you're doing great. Let me say good morning to Elimat. And we can never forget Elimat when we talk about Caribbean summer festival, because music, calypso, yeah, it just seems to be in demand. Genius in his own right. Good morning, Elimat. Hoping that you're doing well. Too well, three well, any kind, or very well. Okay, we pick up a budget, man. I'm going to go on down to the Southwest. We're going to say good morning to Mr. Jerome Cutner Richardson, who comes to you that way, by way of Sunday Point. Good morning, Cutner. Yeah, we picked up on Cutner in the last couple of days. Continuing to be his usual joyous self. Good morning to you. I'm going to go on up to Georgia, where I'm going to say good morning to Monique, Yvette, and Barbara. And hoping that you are having a great time here with us. We know we usually do. Having a great time with us here on the Saturday morning entertainment show. I'm not going over to Melbourne. I'm going to say good morning to my dear sister Yvonne. I hope that she's having a great time. I know she had a great time with us last week kicking in. She reminds me she was more than reminding me that the Jamaicans are hypocrites because they carry out same-sex weddings at the resort in Jamaica. Could you check that out? Check that out with David. David probably can give us some more information. I'm gonna say good morning finally to Kathleen, the inspiration of our favorite fan. I should say she makes the inspiration of her favorite part of the program. Good morning, Kathleen. And I hope you heard all the music and whatever else you heard for your inspiration this morning. And you can hang around still, because I have got a great show for you. Go on, Ivan.
But you know, Cultural Movie Nivet, and I'm sure Omel would really enjoy this one. You know, last week we were saying Flamingo is the patron of the Cultural Movie 49. So that's King Flamingo. So I think we should go his way. Last night was the Calypso King Phoenix King competition. All right, Flamingo. Make up dance, boy.
Ooh,
sweetheart, I want you.
Ooh,
Jessica St. Domingo, patron of Contrarama 49. We can't have one. Four medals. Can't have one.
We'll be right back.
patron of Culturama 49. It was two in a row, and those were sent out there for O'Malley over there in England. We always have to play Calypso for her. She moved over Matrice. Matrice used to be the one bringing down the hammer, saying, play me some music. But anyway, Matrice sucked up all of the inspirational portion alongside Kathleen. But she can stay with us because we have much more of those on the other side. We're going to go to Antigua as well, who's having Carnival. So we're going to stick and stay. But let's get the birthdays going at this time.
We sing happy birthday to you. And may all your dreams come
Okay, may all your dreams come true. Come on, Cardinal. Today is my boy's birthday, Kevin Manley. So I jumped the gun and I dreamt it. Come on in now.
Yeah, they gotta be a Henry in there someplace. Either King Henry.
I gotta be a Henry in there somewhere.
Is,
he just missed it by the
today
mark.
Today is July 4th. Yeah, there gotta be a Henry in there someplace, man. Today is the coronation day of Henry the First of England in 1100. See, gotta have a Henry in there someplace, I tell you.
I know you have two there. The biggest one in there is Kevin Henry.
Oh, okay. August 5th, 1100. And somebody still remember he had a birth. He had a coronation day. Got to have a Henry in there. Too good. Yes, it's August 5th, the 217th day of 2023. And these are your birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes for today, brought to you with the compliments of Mr. Orley Watson. Out of Bangladesh, we have Sohan Ghazi, Abdul Hassan Raju, Sanwar Hussein. Out of Pakistan, we have Aqib Javed, Sadia Iqbal, Shanawaz Dahani. Out of Sri Lanka, Abdullah Samir Samarasika, Avishka Fernando, Tony Opato, out of the West Indies, Vasvas Drake, he's out of Barbados, out of India, Venkatesh Prasad, out of Papua New Guinea, Asadala Vala, out of Afghanistan, Abdullah Rashimi, out of Vanuatu, Andrew Mansali, he's an umpire, out of Zimbabwe, Alessa Maregwede, out of England, Wilfred Leach, out of Switzerland, Annie Kumar, out of Australia, Harry Trott, out of New Zealand, Richard DeGroen. Today, like we said, it's also the birthday of Kevin Henry. Got to have a Henry in there somewhere. It's also the birthday of Neil Armstrong, the first astronaut, as it is claimed, to walk on the moon. Herb Brooks, an American ice hockey coach. It's the birthday of actress Loni Anderson, Maureen McCormick. Today is also the birthday of, we know him as New York Knicks star out of Jamaica, Patrick Ewing. It's the birthday of Reid Hoffman, an American entrepreneur and co-founder of LinkedIn. Kenny Irwin, an American auto racer. Actor Jesse Williams, from the television series Grey's Anatomy. Lola Jones, an American track and field athlete. Patrick Reed, American golfer. In 1305, William Wallace, a Scotsman who led the Scottish to resistance in England, is captured by the English near Glasgow and transported to London for trial and execution. In 1716, at the Battle of Petrovaradium, the Habsburgs under Eugene of Savoy defeated the Turks in a decisive victory. In 1812, Tecumseh, the leader of the Shawnee people of the indigenous Americans, forces ambush Thomas Manhorn, causing them to flee and retreat. These are just the indigenous people defending themselves against the land-grabbing Europeans. In 1858, the first transatlantic telegraph cable ran at Trinity Bay, Newfoundland, in Canada, spearheaded by Cyrus West. In 1861, President Abraham Lincoln signed the first U.S. personal income tax into law, 3% of income of over $800. In 1884, the cornerstone of the Statue of Liberty was laid in Bledsoe Island in New York City. In 1905, the first meeting of the Russian and Japanese peace commissioners takes place in U.S. President Theodore Roosevelt's home at Oyster Bay in New York. In 1914, the first electric traffic light was installed in the USA in the corner of East 106th Street and Euclid Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. In 1918, I think they only had two colors, red and green. In 1918, World War I, the last German air raid on England occurred with four Zeppelin air supply ships dropping bombs in the Midland and Northeast England. In 1936, American athlete Jesse Owens wins the 200 meters in world record time, 20.7 seconds, his third gold medal of the Berlin Olympics. That's the man who makes Hitler get up out of his seat and say, where did that come? In 1948, Jamaican won two in the men's 400 at the London Olympics with Arthur Wint beating teammate Herb McKinley for the gold medal. In 1960, Burkina Faso was formerly called Upper Volta, declared its independence from France. In 1962, Nelson Mandela is arrested for incitement and for illegally leaving South Africa. Isn't that funny? In 1966, civil rights activist Dr. Martin Luther King was stoned during a march in Chicago. Also in 1966, West Indies cricket captain Garfield Sobers scored 174, including a century between lunch and tea, to set up a fourth-test win versus England at Headingley. Those were the days. U.S. President Richard Nixon in 1974, we remember that, admits that he withheld information about Watergate breaking, the Watergate scandal. That cost him his presidency. Rather than be impeached, he resigned. In 1981, U.S. President Ronald Reagan fired 11,000 striking air traffic controllers. Just fire the people and say, your job is done. You have no right to strike. You have no right to demand respect for your labor. So with Ronald Reagan fired them, and I have come to take their place. 1984, Welsh actor Richard Burton died of cerebral hemorrhage at the age of 58. In 2005, St. Louis Cardinals first baseman Albert Pujols becomes the first player to connect for 30 home runs in each of the first five Major League Baseball seasons. Baseball fans will know that. In 2006, Warren Moon becomes the first quarterback to be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. He was joined by Troy Aikman, John Madden, Riffield Wright, Harry Carson, and Reggie White. In 2012, Jamaican spin superstar Usain Bolt wins the 100 meters of the London Olympics in 9.3 seconds, beating the record he set in the 2008 Olympics. In 2014, U.S. President Barack Obama signs the Iron Dome Bill, providing $225 million in additional funding for Israel's Iron Dome defense. Wow. In 2019, one of my favorite authors, Toni Morrison, an American author, the first African woman to win a Nobel Peace Prize, dies at the age of 88. Toni Morrison was one of the leading figures in lending her voice to the empowerment of women by understanding women as part of the Black experience. And even though it's July 5th, I want to remember a day in infamy in the life of the people of St. Kitts and Nevis. August 1st, 1970, called at that time the Caribbean's worst marine disaster. The ferry between St. Kitts and Nevis sank, taking 290-something lives with it. Commemoration. There are your birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes today. August 6th, 2023. Compliments, Mr. Audley Watson. Back to you, Ivor.
Yes, sir. Well, you talked about August 1st. It was really a sad day, 1870, when Christina went down, saying, boy, that's a long time, from 1970 till now, no closure, none whatsoever, as far as I'm concerned. People buried mass graves, still unaccounted for. And do you know, some people are still saying that they were on the boat and then they were not called. I remember when Dr. Whitmer Brown was accosted by a gentleman saying, well, I was on that boat and my name is nowhere there. He had to apologize and go searching again. So, but we know I think it's having carnival and we're going to spend a little time. At the same time, Jamaica is having the independence and we want to pay some tribute to them because they play some great songs there too. But let's do this one here, going on to get to pay.
Jamming tight with a Lego, pretty little Yankee tourist at that. She say she come down from Halifax and she never see carnival, so she come to join in the bacchanal. She want to go jump and play, she mad just like an Antiguan. She want to go jump up and join in a Juve jam, join in the greatest vehicle of expression, jumping in the steel band, dancing in the sun. She want to romp, she want to dance, she want to jump, she want to run, she want to mount, she want to jump, she gonna run, call every time she hear a pan roll. Dang dang li dang 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 dang. She want to romp and shake, she waits, she want to make Martin the face, she want to romance with a man, she want to wine, 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 roll, 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 roll. Romp, romp. From the start, you could see the girl of the art. We can lift low and we steal band. Man, she really loved the jam session. Quietly, the girl said to me, Shorty, what a glorious symphony. The music seems to fill you with rage and make you feel like you wanna say, oh, what an artistic excitement, moment of history. I got a festival of dance, song and spring. The melody, the harmony, look the rhythm, swinging in the ship rim, driving she insane. She want to run, she want to dance, she want to jump, she want to prance, she want to mount, she want to jump, she blood run, call every time she hear a pan roll. Balang lang lang balang balang bang balang lang 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 lang. She wants to romp and shake, she waits, she wants to make my thing the place, she wants to romance with her man, she wants to wine, 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 roll. is shouting with glee. Wine is shaking their body. The place well hot and the music sweet. Prancing feet ignited the street. And then she couldn't take it no more. Suddenly the woman explored with an ungraceful wobble, just like if she was spinning, jumping without timing, singing with a strange harmony. Just a chipping man, like if she don't fall down. Two bottles of white rum and an E.G.M. She want to rum, she want to dance, she want to jump, she want to prance, she want a man, she want to jump. She don't run call every time she hear a pan and roll. Dang dang ba dang ba dang 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 dang. She wants to rump and shake, she waits. She wants to make my silly place. She wants to romance with a man. She wants to wine.
All right, that's the King Short Shot when it took Trinidad by storm in 1977. The album 1976. That story is Let Go. Well, like we know, it's August and August is festival. Of course, you're tuned to the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. We're here to entertain. We are remembering Jamaica, the land of wood and water. Jamaica, the land we love. I want to pay homage to Fab Five here. So bear with me. We have a couple of songs here to remember Jamaica. And we're going to do it this way. A piece of verse, a piece of chorus, and some songs.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Fab Five and Friends live in a musical tribute, 50 years of Jamaica's music since independence.
Forward March! Yeah man, the Fab Five crew would like to wish all Jamaicans everywhere happy 50th independence. This is a musical journey. Year was 1962. Gather together, be brothers and sisters, we're independent. Children started to dance, we're independent.
We're independent.
Don't be sad and blue. Lord is still with you. Because the time has come for you to have some fun. So take a run.
We're independent.
Voila. It's your time. Big song from Derek Morgan. Unofficial festival song from 1962. Unofficial. This is a musical journey, y'all. Yeah, man. From Sky Show.
coming now. So the train is coming, baby. So the train is coming now. So long I've been waiting, waiting for you. Oh Lord, now the time has come when it's between me and you. For the train is a-coming up, baby. So the train is coming now, 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 now. So the train is coming, baby. And we are leaving on the train, Lord. So the train is coming, baby. So the train is coming now. So the train is coming, baby. So the train is coming now.
Year was 1967 with a group called the Jamaicans with a great Tommy Corn. Yes, indeed. This is the great shot from Tommy Corn and the Jamaicans.
Everybody get ready. It's time to rock steady. Baba Boom time, they say. Don't lose the beat now, just move your hips now. It's Baba Boom time this year. You hear the people sing boom boom, Baba Boom boom, a boom boom festival. Boom boom, Baba Boom boom, a boom boom festival.
From Finnish, you know.
going to a place where there is happiness. No, you'll never. What can I say about Gregory, cool ruler? 1974. Needs very little introduction. Pop by speaking from 1975. I have a sad story to tell you. It might hurt your feelings a bit. Last night as I walked in my bathroom, I stepped in a big pile of shaving cream. One of Jamaica's finest falsetto voices did this song, introducing a hit by Junior Murphy.
Make your rock and call me, 'cause the one general in Adelaide. and one general in a the long. All in a must it G, the G. All in a must it G.
Yeah man, this next tune was written for Rita Marley by yours truly, Grove Cooper. 1981, world hit. Here we are, for all our urban itself.
I wanna get high, so high. I wanna get high, so high. I wanna get high, so high. I wanna get high.
On the left hand side, pass the kerchief on the left hand side. It a go burn, it a go down.
Janu, not a big shot from the cool ruler 1983. Can't stop Gregory man. Memory live on forever. Get it.
Till you try your pieces to make it quick. I'm gonna stay into the sick. No. Oh, there must be something she can do. This heart is broken in two. Till there is a case of emergency. There is a patient by the name of Gregory. I mean Grumpy. Turn to my master, God, demolish shit. Me up against that. Why I demolish shit. Me up against that. Why I. One up a east, one down a west, one up north, and two down south. One a sell cigarettes.
Well, I've changed now, you know, girly, girly.
Thank you.
They call them gender confused. That's what I heard that one.
The year was 1986. A song I'm proud to be acquainted with.
Well, you make a man, she go and tell when I man will tell you about them all. Ready? Go.
Jamaican woman, a sugar and syrup. Some of them are jail and we make you bad.
Yes.
Jamaican woman, a sugar and syrup. Some of them are jail and we make you bad.
Same time you woman no make them fun. Leave them man alone and then we make you run. Same time a woman is very kind. As you wink your eye, them broke a line. The poor and a woman can't afford to be true. But treat them good and then we die for you, yeah.
Well,
Gilbert, you're gone. No, we can't chat behind your back.
What, well, Gilbert,
you know,
what a come in my room. You sweep all some with the broom. You little dog laugh to see such fun and the dish run away.
Come now, come now, come now. Who knows see me dish? Who knows see me dish? Anybody who knows see me satellite? The dish. Who knows see me dish? Who knows see me dish? Anybody who knows see me satellite dish? Oh, dish take off like flying saucer. Me roof my great without a visa. Me bedroom full of water. Me in a doctor like no one. And two, me no have no generator. One cold beer cost $10. Me fish and me meat spoil in the freezer. Your bully beef full of me structure. Full of bully beef, full of bully beef. Me can't.
All right, we're going to jump and go all the way to 2012, time constraints. I know David enjoyed this one, so did Audley. All Jamaican.
Now 50 years young, so we want all the Jamaican family to come home and shine in at this celebration. Are you ready? Hear this. 50 years ago, we became an independent little nation, learning as we go. We handle with problems and with adoration. We little but we color war with a big, big fight on the world stage. And me at about Jamaica, we big and we brought them on the front page. Whoa, Irish people,
Jamaican,
wonderful people,
Jamaican,
beautiful country,
Jamaica,
paradise on earth.
Jamaica.
Yo! Jamaica nice, Jamaica great, Jamaica happy, very best food you can eat. The best from the finest cafe, and we see the jerky jerky. A pretty girl and sexy woman, and party girl load throughout the nation. Smiling children out having fun, yo. In a Jamaica the fun can done, so. What you waiting for, me preaching? What you waiting for, me teaching? Pack your bag and make your move. Jamaica is calling you, and you,
and you.
Wanna sing?
One
hand, one love. Come home to Jamaica and celebrate 50 years of independence. One hand, one love. Come home to Jamaica and celebrate 50 years of independence. Ladies sing,
I believe it.
Like to thank my friend Janet in Canada and our crew from the Homecoming Committee for this one for 2012, about 50th year of independence. And we like to launch your great chunk, OJ, Jamaica.
So bring the family to Jones River Falls, Negril a little OG. Take all of my bae, Helsha up for a trial. See you fish on your barmy, get you a Kian Salvage. Rose bread, fruit, rose gall, rose jam. And me want a woman eh? And the very best girl from down a Portland. Boy, Irish people, Jamaican, talented people, Jamaican,
beautiful country,
Jamaican,
paradise on earth.
Yo!
Jamaica nice, Jamaica sweet, big sound and play, dance in the street. Break it down, all men to catch the beat. Fashion and style and we look so neat. Red stripe beer and African rum and party girl work throughout the nation. And youth and youth out having fun. Yo, in a Jamaica the fun can done so. What you waiting for, me brethren? What you waiting for, me sister? Pack your bag and make your move. Jamaica is calling you and you
and you.
One heart, one love. Come home to Jamaica and celebrate 50 years of independence. One heart, one love. Come home to Jamaica and celebrate 50 years of independence.
Come
meet your fluff nice road and check out the girls. Come home to your roots and your culture and away your navel tree plants. Right now, Papa, we like to thank our family, friends, fans and well-wishers for their unwavering support over the last 42 years. Thank you. Well, I say right now, all the people at the party, after 4 hours to do, wish all of Jamaica
and the way your neighbor drink Lanta.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for helping us with this piece of Jamaica's musical history.
There for just taking a stone in the memory lane. We skip a few years there because of time constraints, but I think we would have done justice to Jamaica independence. Jamaica turns 61 tomorrow, so we reached out to let folks know that Jamaica is a nice place to come from and a better place to go back to. It's said it's small, but the Tarawa. What did they do to Brazil, ladies? Sent them home. But here they are saying, come home, but they sent home Brazil. Dennis, what do you have to say? Because we're getting to Cardinal Cardinal's going to have his section there. They've been calling for that, so we can't have the show without Cardinal. But Dennis, let me say congratulations to Jamaica on its independence. I know you have flown away, Jamaica. You want to say happy independence? We move on to Cardinal.
Good morning to you, Ivor, and of course all the listeners to the Caribbean Global Voices. Appreciate it tremendously. I really did appreciate the walk down, or was it a stroll, down the musical years of memories for the Jamaica independence celebrations, and of course, memories of all that we hold so clearly and happily. The musical cheers, of course, echoes the spirit and of course strength of Jamaica as a cultural icon and athletic prowess, and amongst other things. And of course, the people of Jamaica, always, forever, as you say, little but Talawa. That is something of
great. I know Liam
was
away, but I'm sure he wants to say congrats to Jamaica. But then if you're in a position, you can do that quickly. I know you're pretty much tied up back there. But
nonetheless,
I understand my...
Ivor,
yes.
Are you not listening? You're
yes.
Not hearing me?
I yeah, how do you love here, yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought you
I'm sorry. You...
I'm sorry. Oh.
Yes, I am finished, but I...
When you said little but the Talawa, I thought it ended there. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, no. I've ended my statement. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to remember the land of my birth. I appreciate that very much, and I'm sure many Jamaicans listening also enjoy the musical walk down memory. Thank you once again.
Yeah, you're very welcome. And like I say, we can always tell them to get it in the archive, and they can know that we reached out to the Jamaicans, our brothers and sisters over there in Jamaica. But I was saying, kind of stand by for your commentary. We still have some time there for it. We have 10 minutes or so.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yes, come on in.
Okay. Yeah, I often, when I learned of last week Wednesday, I realized that a grand jury, not a grand jury, a trial jury in a federal court in Louisiana determined that a state trooper who had not violated a black man's civil rights, even though the cameras clearly showed this police officer, Jacob Brown, pummeling Aaron Larry Bowman with a flashlight after a traffic stop. And what was the traffic stop about? They said he improperly used a lane, a traffic lane. What the hell does that mean? I don't know. But you remember Sandra Blanton, anyway, who was pulled over for the same thing and ended up dead. Well, Mr. Bowman didn't die. The case went to trial after a federal investigation. And the federal investigation came, as a matter of fact, after the Associated Press had done its own investigation and broke the story. Otherwise, the police in Louisiana, the authorities in Louisiana had no intention of investigating this, you know, this incident. You could also remember that the same thing happened to Ronald Green. And officers told Ronald, but this time Ronald Green died. And the officers told Ronald Green's family that he died because his car crashed. Anyway, sometime later, the camera showed them pulling Ronald Green out of his crashed car and beating him to death. So, those incidents, I went back to something that I often wonder about, and that is if black people as a collective will ever come to the realization that police brutality is only a small part of the history, culture, and tradition of Western socioculture, which emphasizes superiority of black people. So no matter how many tokens of benevolence its architects offer, be it emancipation, independence, citizenship, civil rights, or the colorization of its institutions, the practices which are intended to keep black people in a place of fear, subservience, and destitution are not going anywhere. And any hope that they are going someplace will be wasted. Now, on May 25th, 2020, a teenager, Daniela Fraser, recorded a gruesome scene on her cell phone that was within minutes transmitted around the world, leaving many of those who viewed it in a state of shock, horror, and dismay. This was the scene that played out the lynching of George Floyd. Only that this scene was not a play or movie. It was a scene that played out the reality of black life in America in real time. Somehow, we have fallen into a mental condition that entertained the illusion that lynching was an activity of the past. It is a past when racism played an active role in American society. Therefore, it was impossible for such a thing to happen in present-day America, which had gone past its racist era, particularly in light of the election of a black president 12 years earlier. Now, this is the logic of denial, refusing the undeniable truth because it is too difficult to accept, too destructive, or too deeply held to let go. Most of us have never been in the presence of a murder that has been executed with such intense contempt for human life, an expression of unpleasant and with the expression of pleasant satisfaction on the face of the murderer. Many of us have never even been in a setting where the evidence of murder is presented, such as a courtroom. But here, we are witnesses to a lynching in 21st century America. America, the model for the guarantee of human rights and liberty. Now, George Floyd's lynching is all the more significant because it was not one of those lynchings that was orchestrated by a private organization such as the KKK or private individuals who could be later characterized as social deviants, not belonging to our society, not what our society is made of. They were lunatics on the fringes of the society. with George Floyd lynching was a government-sponsored terrorism. And for that reason, because of the presumption of governmental authority, it was carried out in broad daylight with an air of arrogance and certainty of its impunity, despite the blatant expression of contempt for human life. In the aftermath, the George Floyd Justice Policing Act passed in the House twice, but died a disgraceful death and earned its dishonorable grave in the Senate on both occasions. The thinking is that at that time, the House was controlled by the Democrats and the Senate controlled by the Republicans. But whatever the circumstance, the fatality is clear. The fatality of a sophisticated lynching. So this failure in the House of Lords was the second lynching of George Floyd. Now, meanwhile, over in Florida, its governor, Ron DeSantis, is openly demonstrating his contempt for black people in his bid to become the next president of the United States. DeSantis, for instance, does not want slavery to be mentioned in Florida schools, except to say that slavery provided great benefits to the enslaved Africans. But the truth be told, this contempt that DeSantis is demonstrating is present in every single aspect of Western socioculture. The antics of Ron DeSantis are consistent with the psyche that defines the white identity and produces Western socioculture. It is the same psyche that orchestrated the system that treated African people as property, items of commerce, and instruments of labor. It is the same psyche that forced the Supreme Court of the United States to proclaim that the Negro has no right which the white man is bound to respect. It is the same psyche that forced the Supreme Court to rescind the benevolence of performative action just a few weeks ago. Joy Reid of MSNBC blasted DeSantis for his antics. But she would not say that because it could cost her job. Kamala Harris also blasted DeSantis. But she would not say that either because it would cost her social prominence. Now, the election of Barack Obama in particular gave many the license to claim that America had gone past its racist era. Now, with these incidents, they are saying there is a relapse or a return to this racist era. The truth is, it never left. So this idea of going past its racist era is a mischievous misrepresentation of the truth. That's my thought.
Okay, we want to thank you for that. Time's running up on us, but we can still have a comment. I'm sure that Dennis would like to say something on that briefly. But what I'd say here, I thought that George Floyd's death in broad daylight would have circumvent this whole organized lynching of people who uses a badge and a gun and government payroll, people who are sworn to protect themselves. I don't know why this can continue. But a person once told me, when I asked them, do you think these people here sleep well at night when they carry out such atrocities? He said, yes, I sleep well at night. And then he asked him the question, do you sleep well at night when you see a cockroach run across your house, your room, and you step in it and you kill it? Do you go in your bed and you sleep well? I said, yes. He said, that's how they feel, these white folks feel, the black men. They're like, they just kill the cockroach. They turn and they're gone. Like, get rid of them. Well, we have a few seconds here. Dennis, I'll give you the opportunity to just maybe even say your goodbyes. Thanks to Jamaica for standing tall against Brazil. But we'll have much more of that tomorrow on the Cricket Show. The heavyweight comes in at 6 o'clock in the p.m. 515-605-9850. Don't be late. That's the place you want to be tomorrow afternoon. West Indies 1-0 against India. So anyone who'd like to say anything quickly, I have to make sure I get into that promo for the Cricket Show. Still have Linnet. Your line is open. Matrix, your line is open. Dennis, your line is open. I know Leanne was away, but if not, I'll just go ahead and thank Leanne for starting us off this morning with prayers. And not just Donna, Lynette, David, sports cardinal. Those are the voices you would have heard. But for those who are celebrating birthdays, I want to say celebrate. For those who would have lost loved ones, we grieve with you. Anyone? Come on in. Lynette, please spend the time with us. Yes, Dennis, come on.
Yeah, thank you. I want to appreciate very much the the celebrations of the Jamaican independence today. And while we're walking down memory lane, I'd like to also take this opportunity to invite listeners to join us on the Cricket Show tomorrow, because tomorrow is the first day or the first part of our own celebration of the Cricket Show's anniversary, which we will start hopefully to celebrate tomorrow. So we hope and invite listeners to come in and join us tomorrow on the Cricket Show and help us to walk down memory lane in that regard. Thanks to Cardinal for his commentary. Very, very appropriate. And, of course, one item most recent was the traffic stop of that commercial driver who, having stopped and put his arm up, was then savagely attacked with a deliberate release of a police dog. Now, my question, of course, is what exactly is the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice doing when we see all of these insane happenings to black and brown people, and nothing appears to happen in months and years before we hear a comment? We should be seeing immediate response when this type of attack and incivil authority is going on and black and brown people are being taken deliberate advantage of. Anyway, thank you once again, Cardinal, for that. And I do invite listeners to join the Cricket Show tomorrow at 6 at 1-515-605-9850 when we will start our celebration or walk down memory lane of the Cricket Show anniversary. Thank you, and back to you, Ivor.
Okay, thank you, Dennis. We do still have Lynette here with us. Lynette, are you audible?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I am.
Okay, mm-hmm. Yes. All right, well, we are winding down and winding out. Any last words, any passing words?
Well, I just want to wish everybody a good week coming up. I'm on vacation, so I know I'll have a good one.
Yes, well, you're surrounded by your two jewels, that's what you said, and that's a good thing.
Yep. My two heartbeats.
Yes. Okay. All right. Okay. Matrice.
Oh, I didn't say hello to Kathleen. Only in the Virgin Isles. Hello, Kathleen. I missed that this morning.
So you win again, Maiden? You're not gonna? Okay, I'm not saying anything else. You change your mind. Okay, I got you. Change your mind. Kathleen, if you change your mind from what you would have said to me earlier, Frederick says, hello, Kathleen. Well, I think we're going to be closing it out here at this time. We are in overtime. We don't want it to just kick us off. So I think we're going to, while we are ahead. So, Donna, are you there? Let's see if Donna is still
there. Yes, I'm here. Everybody have a good week.
Okay.
Yes. On my way out.
What do you have to say?
Everybody.
Tell me something about the West Indies. What do we expect?
I don't know what to expect from West Indies anymore. So whatever they do, they do. If they win,
there you go.
Okay. If they lose, my expectations are not high anymore. That's all I have to say. So whatever happens, happens.
The seats are from the fast. That's all I can tell you. There's not going to be too much room on the wagon. So try not to be a wagonist. Okay? We are into our winning ways. We know how to win. We have a guy by the name of Darren Sammy. He knows how to win. Give him time. We have a guy by the name of Desmond Haynes. Give him a little time. We will get the jigsaw puzzle put out there. Trust me on this one.
Okay.
Right.
I hope.
Well,
let's live in hope. Gotta live in hope and anticipation.
That's why they had hope, and that's why they had hope in the pavilion where we're living in hope. They made the right move when they did not change hope. But I think Johnson Charles should go back to opening. They have to rest Myers. But we will have much more of this tomorrow at 6 o'clock on the anniversary of the cricket show. So, folks, do join us tomorrow. Well, channel your parting words, and then we will be out of here.
Let me show some of my appreciation for the fans, friends, and supporters, and other listeners this morning. I'm hoping that they did enjoy the show. Because that's what makes me enjoy bringing it. And for that matter, I'll be right here again next week trying to do fans there. Until then, have a great week. And once again, say happy birthday to Umel and Thelma, and condolences to Umel and Michelle. And to the people in Nevis, enjoy, celebrate. Forever, do it with all the love, peace that you can, that you are capable of. Let there be no sadness after all the celebration. Until next week, have a great one.
All right. Well, thank you, Colonel. Came through in flying colors. And for all who listen, we want to say thank you. We don't take it lightly. We know that you can be doing other things on a Saturday, but we are happy that we keep you company while you do your chores around the house. And those folks who are reveling in Anguilla, Nevis, Antigua, do it with due care and attention, and try to enjoy yourselves with some reverence and some respect. That's all I can say. For those who are going to be going back to school early, you ought not to grumble. You're going to be in a school. You're going to be in a place of learning, even though it's going to be in August and not in September. I'm going to leave you with this one thing. If you think education is expensive, try ignorance. So, folks, until next week when we do it all over again, I'm going to bid you adieu. And I'll say, may the rest of the day be the best of your day. For those who are attending funerals, as in I. Silman Cornelius, who was on Leon's prayer list for quite a while, we hope that you give a good send-off in Georgia. Leon would have lost his pastor. So those who are left the moon, we hope that they stay strong and all with Omel, she would have, he's in mourning at this time, we mourn with him. Again, thanks for coming to all who participated. Again, we are into August. I want to say a big happy birthday to my son, Kevin Henry. So, Kevin, do enjoy this day. Doubly pleasure. You know the drill. You're going to enjoy all of the month. When did you just have a birthday?
And a big, and a big anniversary to my daughter, her fourth anniversary yesterday.
Oh, yes, yes. You did mention that. Happy anniversary to your daughter and her husband.
Husband, yes.
What? Yes, you missed him, so I said it for you, don't worry. So, all the best to them. I hope, wish them many, many more years in marriage.
Yes.
The wedding is only a day. The marriage, let's hope it lasts a lifetime. Honor your vows.
Well, then, before, now I'm doing well. So let me say it properly now. Happy anniversary to Dr. Samantha Fox and Dr. Loic Samuels.
That is why we have the White House. We have a white out. We have an eraser. Those guys made billions of dollars. So it's okay to make a mistake. We have the eraser. We even have ribbons on the typewriter that you just put it up there. It is okay. In cricket, we have a reverse signal. Don't you worry about a thing. You've corrected yourself. But the entertainment show, as they would have dubbed it, the most awesome show on a Saturday morning. Again, Ivor Henry, your host. It was indeed a pleasure. We'll see you on the other side tomorrow at our sister station, The Cricket Show, for a very, very interesting program on the anniversary of The Cricket Show. And with that, we can just begin to say we are going to be out of here momentarily. Let's check the board for the last time and see who would want to say a thing or two. Okay, David has just dropped off. Leon Mike is open. Could have already said thing. Is this Kathleen? I'm not too sure, but just in case, I'm going to open that mic. So come on in while we wind down out of here with Jonathan. He's going to say so long.
I can't hear you. Come out there. I believe, say it.
Yes, I know I'm the stepchild, so thank you very much.
I just told you, don't do it in here. Give him a chance. Give him a chance.
No love, God. Enjoy the weekend. New week next week. Be blessed. Thank you, Ivor. I was just waiting until the show was over.
Mm-mm. Okay, but give him a break. It's okay. Give him a break. Give Tyler a break.
All right. I know you have a lot of patience for this.
And then I would have told you, rewind the let's go to the video tape.
Okay.
No, that was so bad.
All right. So long. play the song Gone Too Soon, and then you can finish back to the So Long song. Okay, we'll do this then. Everybody's gone too soon, so even for Omel as well, Ian's passed, they're gone too soon. So for those who have just passed recently, this song is for all of them. It's requested for Isilma Cornelius.
Like a comet blazing across the evening sky, gone too soon. Like a rainbow fading in the twinkling of an eye, gone too soon. Shiny and sparkly and splendidly bright, here one day, gone one night. Like the loss of sunlight on a cloudy afternoon, gone too soon. Like a castle built upon a sandy beach, like a perfect love that is just beyond your reach, gone too soon. Born to amuse, to inspire, to delight, in one day, in one night. Like a sunset dying with the rising of the moon, gone too I'll be singing my last song. I'll be walking on the
world that could make me stay. Oh, I am fixed up, got my heart all cleaned up, and I'm going to see my Savior some sweet day. I'm going home.